And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the New Media Minute on Reinvention Radio. Hanging out with Mary Rollet.
Hello.
Mary Rollet. Richie Ote.
What?
You're the clock.
I'm trying to do a little 60 minutes thing or whatever.
Yeah.
A little tick, tick, tick.
What's our first story? Yeah. All right, guys. Welcome to the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio. And super excited to have you guys join us today. And if you've listened to some of the past episodes of the New Media Minute, you know we do cover a lot of ground here about the world of new media. And we've just kind of touched the tip of the iceberg, I think, because this is one of those subjects that we could literally go on and on about for quite some time. And so, you know, I thought it would actually be, and Richie, you had a great idea here. I think it's perfect time to kind of take a step back and talk about what do you actually do in the world of new media with all of the choices. You've got audio, both recorded and live. You have video, both recorded and live. You have blogging, which could include video blogging and, of course, the written word. You have social media and all of those usual suspects. And then you have apps, right? So there's a lot of different choices out there. And, you know, it's interesting. I was actually talking to my kids yesterday about this guy by the name of King Batch. I don't know if you know that guy or not. You know,
gamer?
Not really a gamer, just kind of a video dude who puts out funny videos and, you know, talks and this, that, and the other, right? And he built up a huge following. I mean, we're talking like millions of subscribers, millions of followers on Vine, right?
And is Vine still around?
Exactly.
That's why you want to get people to bounce.
Exactly. And so that is exactly my point. Right?
Millennial is not around.
It's gone. And so, you know, the interesting thing is you look at those folks who spent so much time and energy and resources building up a following on a platform that they do not own. And so Vine, of course, is a social media channel that no longer exists, much like Blab. You know, we did a number of shows early on Blab, and then they went away. And so the question...
people bounce, don't they, to other platforms?
Maybe. I mean, you could look at usage on platforms like Facebook, right, mm-hmm. and like Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, and people are using those pretty consistently, and some of the bouncing, I think, has stopped from the most part. I mean, the people who use Snapchat might also use Instagram, but reality is most of the folks who use Snapchat probably don't use Facebook and probably don't use Twitter, right? So yes, they bounce, but my point is I think it just speaks to the risks that are involved here with this whole new media world. And how do you pick a platform that is sustainable? And how do you pick a platform that complements who you are and what you most enjoy doing? But at the same token, if you put all of those eggs into one basket, and then somebody kicks over your basket, you're kind of hosed. I mean, think about the amount of money that Batch and the others who were doing really, really well on Vine no longer are earning because the platform went away.
Yeah, but didn't they? Well, that's what I was asking about the bouncing. Don't they just take their marbles and go over to
you were using
one?
Bounce in two different ways.
Sorry.
You know, some people use the term bounce as in like, you know, bounce rate, they're coming and they're going somewhere else. Like, I think you're using bounce the way I tend to use bounce, where you want to be the person that goes into someone else's club and says, this is cool, this is awesome, this is going on, but we're all cruising over here. And you walk out the door and 80% of the room follows you,
mm-hmm.
you got game,
mm-hmm.
you
right?
know?
Yeah.
And so when you're on Vine, because you choose that as your platform, and we'll go back to that in a second, how you choose it and what do you do.
Yeah.
But the failure is that he forgot he was in someone else's club.
Yeah.
And he should have leveraged the attention and all the people in that club
mm-hmm.
and had them, air quote, bounce over to his mailing list,
yeah.
or bounce over and get Facebook pixeled so they can retarget later, or mm-hmm. bounce, you know what I mean? Like, do get them to follow him somewhere else.
Yeah.
So he's not only relying on that club, because we know clubs close.
Yeah.
I mean, is the Funky Pickle still around?
The Funky Pickle is no longer around. Wade, you're jumping out of your chair over there. What's going on, Wade?
Just reinforcing, this is Rich's deep message, right? If you've developed a deep relationship with them, then like he said, they're going to bounce with you wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
and you're not dependent on platform. You just, again, need to create your own platform so you've got a reliable place. Once you've built that relationship, they know they can find you, that no one yeah. else can take away from you.
Yeah, no point well taken. And so when you look at waking up on a Tuesday morning and Monday night Vine shut down, pretty much without warning. I mean, there were some warning signs, but it wasn't like, hey, we're going to close down in a month, you know, kind of thing. You go there, you log on, it doesn't exist. You don't have an opportunity to say to your folks, hey, come over here, because it's not, that platform is gone.
Yeah, but so, people are going to seek you out if you go and establish a new platform.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be interesting to run some numbers and see how they compare. So, in other words, if you were a star on Vine and Vine went away, which it did, how does that translate to your new channel on Instagram? Or, you know, if you were a big fish on MySpace and MySpace went away, did that translate in any way to one of the other platforms? I honestly don't know.
That's why I think you practice bouncing right out of the gate, you know, because you know whether your call to action is any good.
Yeah.
If you're saying, hey, it could be as simple as here we are talking on the podcast, and then we say, you know, go to the website and then, /this and do this, mm-hmm. you know, that's a version of bounce, you know,
and then get in on the conversation.
If they know, love,
at
and
Facebook.
Trust you enough. Yeah. Now you get them over there. And now you got to do that ahead of time.
For sure.
And I just want to encourage, and in my opinion, you've got to have a website, because a website's the one thing that you pretty much control.
Yeah.
And just get in the habit of everything drives to the website.
And you can pixel folks when they come to the site. But it's interesting, you know, like a King Batch and some of those others, I honestly don't know if they had a website. I'm sure they do. I'd never seen it, right? And I don't know if any of their followers had ever seen it. So to Richie's point, yeah, I mean, that's it's a point really, really well taken. So go to whatisyourwhat.com and grab a free copy of that book, right? No, just playing. But yes, of course you can. But no, the point being, that's exactly right. How do you use the medium to develop a deeper relationship with them? And if you're just listening to this show and you don't engage with our crew in any other way, then we haven't done our job of incentivizing you to take it to the next level with us. And so that's really something to think about, right, is how do you incentivize people to move what I would call offline. Ironically enough, I would call it offline. It doesn't mean you're going completely offline, but it means that you're going off of that channel
mm-hmm.
in another direction. And so definitely something to think about if you're going to dance in the space, which is how do you then get – so a subscriber – so somebody who subscribes on iTunes to this podcast, we don't know who they are. We don't. All we know is that someone has subscribed, but that's as much as we know. So we that's the challenge.
Yeah, some people don't even know that.
What?
Even know.
And if I can
release,
encourage,
Apple doesn't release that.
Yes.
That's why during the show, you need to be driving them to collateral materials on the website.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, this episode of the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio is brought to you by our good friends at the New Media Summit. And why are they our good friends? Because it's our event. That's why. It's our event. And so we would love for you to join us at the New Media Summit. And you can find out more information at newmediasummit.net and come to San Diego in September and meet 40 podcasters who are looking for guests just like you. We'd love to have you guys there and appreciate you joining us here on the New Media Minute on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.